Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, come on into the journaling room. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder. I'm really excited for this episode. It's probably going to be a little bit shorter, and part of me was like, should I even put this out there? But if you've ever felt like journaling is just for working through heavy emotions or setting a super serious goal, today is going to feel, I hope, like a breath of fresh air, because today we're talking about journaling for fun and creativity. So this one is for the doodlers, the note to self writers, the list makers, the quote collectors. It may even be something fun that you could do with your whole family. Have like a little journaling night and give a prompt and let everyone in your family journal about it. The younger ones could either dictate to someone to write down what they thought, or you could even make audio recordings, which would be so sweet to listen to later on. So whether you have stacks of filled journaling notebooks like I do, or you're new to journaling, I think this episode is just a reminder to us that journaling can really just be pure joy. So first things first, let's just take all the pressure way off. I say this a lot, your journal doesn't need to always be deep or profound or grammatically correct. Sometimes spontaneous pages are the best ones. The ones where you just let your creativity lead instead of trying to make it Instagram worthy or even force like a huge breakthrough. So I've got 10 ideas today to share with you to spark your creativity and to make journaling something that you genuinely look forward to. And again, several of these would be really fun to do like all together as a family. They might even be a prompt that you could just share at the dinner table and everyone shares out loud. So here's number one, write a letter to your younger self. Tell them what you love about who she was or he was. Encourage them. Trace the faithfulness of God in their life. See how God is changing them. Thank her for getting her to where you are right now. So writing a letter to your younger self, that's always kind of fun. Number two, make a list of things you're currently loving. So make a list of books that you're loving, songs, coffee orders, cozy socks, favorite memes. Capture the simple things that are lighting you up right now. I love doing like a little favorite things list. So that kind of is what that reminds me of. And that's super fun to do. Number three, doodle your day instead of writing it. So instead of writing about your day, let's use stick figures, icons, emojis, whatever. Even if you can't draw, this is totally fine because there's no rules. You could just have fun with it. So everyone could just doodle about their day, or you can doodle about your day and then share it with others, or keep it in your journal for yourself. Number four, this one's kind of fun. Create a dream music playlist and describe how it makes you feel. So list out songs that lift your mood or take you back to a moment. Music is just so magical and profound, isn't it? And journaling about it can bring that energy back in the moment that you're in. I love that. Songs often take us back, don't they? So create a dream playlist. Number five, try a word of the day page. So pick a random word. Like seriously, you can just open up any book and point to it, or maybe ask Siri to give you a random word. I wonder if she would do that. Then take that one word and write a poem, a sentence, a silly story using it. Just play around. This one would be really fun to do with your family. Number six, grab a photo, any photo on your camera roll, and write a little story behind it. So it might be a vacation picture, just an old family photo, a random screenshot, and write a story about it. Number 7, make a bucket list, but only with ridiculous, whimsical ideas. So this is really fun. Like, really dream. A lot of time on our bucket list, I feel like it is a dream, but it might not be fully letting our imagination run wild. So what if just anything was possible? What would be on your bucket list? Number 8, design your dream space. So imagine your perfect reading nook, a perfect garden, a perfect art studio, office, your dream backyard. Describe every detail, the colors, textures, smells, sounds. You could even sketch it out if you want. Almost make like a vision board style page. So fun to just dream about designing a space. Number 9, create a color themed page. So pick a color. So I'm kind of getting into more yellow lately. So maybe yellow. And then write down everything that that color makes you feel, taste, remember, or want to do. So fun. Create a color themed page. And then number 10, this is the reverse of the bucket list. It's called a reverse bucket list. So instead of writing what you want to do someday, instead write down all the amazing, fun, beautiful, or surprising things you've already done, big and small. Like, what was your first concert? Was there a spontaneous road trip you took? Random acts of bravery and courage. Celebrate these moments of the life that you've already lived so far. So you might be thinking, okay, this is cute, but what does this actually do for me by doing this? But here's the truth, y'all. Are we having enough fun in our lives? Fun fuels creativity, and creativity fuels hope and energy and new ideas and showing up connected and present with our people. When you let yourself play on the page a little bit, and especially share this in a shared experience with your family, you're reconnecting with your God-given imagination and the part of you that was never worried about getting it all right. You're making space for joy to bubble up. So what if we just all took pleasure in our journaling? That counts. We don't always have to be solving something, I guess is my point. Sometimes healing is in this lighthearted approach. So let me give you a few simple journaling prompts that you can play with this week, in addition to the ideas that I shared earlier. If your life had a soundtrack, what would the opening credit song be? What's something you've never done but you think would be hilarious to try? What's a random object in my house that has a funny backstory? I love that one. If you could only wear one outfit forever, what would it be? And what is a silly rule that I'd make if I were queen of everything for a day? Or if you're doing these with your family, king of everything for a day. You see what we're doing here? Creative little sparks. That's it. Like, no expectation, no productivity metrics, just joy. So here's your challenge today. What if you could just do something playful in your journal? Your journal isn't just a place for deep thoughts, although it can be, and y'all know I'm for that, but it also can just be a playground for your mind and your soul. So let these pages hold your laughter, your weird ideas, your daydreams, because that too is important. That matters. That too is part of you. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room today. If you try one of these fun ideas, I'd love to see it. Tag me on Instagram at Kendall Snyder Coaching and send me a message and tell me what you created. Until next time, keep journaling, keep creating, and I'll see you back here real soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.